time to talk Cavs basketball as we wrap up the Cavaliers 2021-2022 season. It's brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience and Oco Center Ridge and Barton Roads and your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Broadway, Lorain, also on Route 58 in Amherst. Tim Alcorn joins us. Tim, how are you today?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
All right. Let's take you back to October 20th of 2021 when...
Darius Garland, lob left of the key to Evan Mobley. Mobley left of the lane, pulls up, shoots, good. Oh, first two goodness. Points of the season to Evan Mobley.
Wow, Tim. I love it. What a way to start his career.
Well, that was the beginning of an exciting season for the Cavs, including a play like this where, Tim, I think you announced every single player on the floor in this 21-second clip.
Yeah. Stevens down to the floor, saved it to Mobley, ahead to Garland, ahead to Osmond. Osmond had it knocked out of his hands by DiVincenzo. Then he whipped on the pass. Love picks it up. Three on the mark. How about that sequence? It all ends up with a Love bomb.
There's a lot of hustle on that floor at that play, huh? How about that?
Yeah, you're right. There were a lot of names mentioned there. And really, guys, that epitomizes the Cavalier season. It was truly a team effort all season long. Every night it seemed as though somebody else would step up or somebody else would make that big play. And that really was the vision and the goal that J.B. Bickerstaff had at the start of the season. You played that highlight from game number one, and it came to fruition. Boy, what a special campaign it was.
Yeah, talk about how you've sort of over the last couple of days maybe have been able to sort of, you know, look back at the season. Where do you think it shifted? I mean, we were happy where, you know, how we got where we were. We were disappointed the way it ended up. Maybe what's the rhythm of the season that you saw and, you know, what we can hope for?
You know, guys, to me, and I've said this all season long, a real key turning point in the season was so very early. It was the third game of the year, and I've stood by this. Cavs came out 0-2. They lost in Memphis and then came back home on a Friday night and took on Charlotte and got beat pretty soundly by the Hornets. Well, they had a back-to-back. Saturday night, they were playing Atlanta. And Atlanta had been in town. They were rested, ready to go. So the Cavs are on a back-to-back, taking on a team that made the Eastern Conference Finals last year and beat the Hawks on that Saturday night. And I thought that was a pivotal win because then the Cavs went out for that early five-game West Coast road swing. But when we got on the plane the next day on Sunday, you could see the guys had a little bit of a bounce in their step. They were feeling good about beating Atlanta. And then they went out to Denver. They beat Denver on a Monday night to start that road swing. And they went 3-2 on that road trip. And all of a sudden you thought, wow, this team may be a little bit better than everybody anticipated. And then it just grew from there. The early season magic of Ricky Rubio and that incredible night in November at Madison Square Garden where he had his career high. And people tend to forget that was the last game that Colin Sexton played in. That's why Rubio had such a great night, because his minutes were really extended once Colin Sexton left that game. And, of course, Colin never returned. So I look back at the early part of the season, and that's where you could really see some special things starting to unfold. And it was, and you think about what could have been if they hadn't had all of those injuries throughout the campaign. But Bruce, to your point, to still double your win total from last year, it was an amazing run.
You know, injuries create problems, but they also give opportunities to other players. So you do have people there who maybe not have gotten floor time but received it because of those injuries that can pay dividends next year?
Oh, absolutely. I look at a guy like Lamar Stevens, who was given several opportunities this year. And not just given, he earned those opportunities. But Lamar Stevens stepped in, and you could see where his game really improved. Now he's got some more improving to do, as he readily admitted during his postseason exit interview, per se, with the media. A guy like Dean Wade, boy, there's another injury that we sustained late in the year when he went out with that knee surgery. So your point is well taken. When one door closes, as they say, another one opens, and these guys stepped in. How about Moses Brown? When Jared Allen got hurt, now he wasn't an all-star like Jared Allen, but he showed enough that the Cavs signed him to that NBA standard contract, and they really want to get a good look at him in training camp and preseason for 22-23. So, absolutely, they've got some young guys, and then, of course, the core of Garland, Mobley, and Jared Allen.
Tim, the team seemed different when Ricky Rubio went down. Do you think there's any future for him? Do you think he'll return, number one, to the NBA post-injury? And number two, would it be with the Cavs if he does?
Yeah, that's a great question, Craig. I think for Ricky, and again, I don't know how his rehab is going, especially since he's no longer a Cavalier. It was the same knee that he injured earlier. So, you know, you're now rehabbing that knee for a second time. Where his mind is as far as wanting to come back, I don't know that. I'm sure that the Cavs would have a conversation with him if that's the direction he wants to go. But, boy, when he was on the floor for the Cavaliers, it was magical to watch. I thought on draft night, boy, this is a nice trade, but I don't think anybody saw the impact that he was going to have. It was unbelievable.
Tim Alcorn here with us, wrapping up the Cavaliers season as they came to an end over this weekend. We had a couple opportunities to get into this tournament, but we will now be watching from the sidelines and getting excited for next. When is the training camp? Did they give you your schedule of when things start up again at this point?
Not quite yet. I think training camp will probably start mid to late September. We'll get a few preseason games in, and then the regular season. We're supposedly going to be back on the normal NBA schedule this coming season. And like we were this past year, where we get going mid-late October and finish up mid-April.
It was like a July draft, like in the middle of summer somewhere along the way.
Correct, late June.
Late June. Yep. All right, Tim, well, we appreciate your time. It's good to talk to you always. And go Cavs. As we appreciate
it. Absolutely. And again, to you guys, thanks for having me every Tuesday morning. I always look forward to these conversations. It's always good to be back on WEOL. You know how I feel about the station. And I'm excited for 22-23 already. This season really set the table for an exciting future.
Maybe even a Priebus tournament in your future here. I'm not sure I'm going to commit anything on that, but a lot of excitement with the softball coming up.
Hey,
I know you keep an ear to what's happening here in the Lorain County.
If the weather's like it is today, I'm not going to LaGrange, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's true, for sure. And Joe Bach and his TV20 have resurrected your sports show, by the way.
I've seen those.
We poked a hole in something, and he just decided to post it all out there. The internet's a wonderful place. Tim, have a good day. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience Sunoco and your Tuffy Auto Service Center.